Page 82, Unit 1, Exercise 1A.
Sally's phone. It was Thursday morning and Sally woke up suddenly. Her mobile phone was ringing. It was her boyfriend, Andrew.
Andrew, said Sally sleepily, it's only 7 o'clock.
Yes, said Andrew. I've just arrived at my office. Don't forget, I've arranged for us to have dinner with my new boss, Michael, this evening. See you at 6:30 in the Cosmo Bar. Oh, and wear that blue skirt. I like that. Bye.
That was typical of Andrew. He was good-looking, confident, and had a good job, but he was always in a hurry. But I can't wear the blue skirt. It's torn, said Sally to her mother as they were having breakfast.
Well, wear what you like, said her younger brother Jack. You shouldn't just do what Andrew wants.
Be quiet, Jack, said Sally. Andrew's very nice.
Huh, I think he's a bit of a bully, said Jack, and hurried out to get his bus to school.
At lunchtime, Sally went shopping with her friend Claire.
Do you like this? Asked Claire. She was holding up a red skirt.
Yes, it's nice, but I don't usually wear red. Andrew doesn't like it, said Sally.
But you like it, don't you? Said Claire.
Sally bought the skirt.
Then Claire went back to the office, but Sally went to a cafe for a cup of coffee first. While she was waiting, she phoned her mother.
A young man was sitting next to her. He was talking to a friend on his phone. He finished his conversation and stood up. But as he was leaving, he knocked Sally's shopping bag on the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry, said Paul.
He put his phone down, picked up the bag and gave it back to Sally.
Thank you, she said.
Paul picked up his phone and went back to work. A few minutes later, Sally did the same. In the afternoon, Paul was sitting at his desk when his mobile rang. That's not my ringtone, he thought, but he answered the phone.
Hello, Sally. I've changed the arrangements. Meet me in the Bar Bogart, not the Cosmo, okay?
This isn't Sally, it's Paul.
Paul? Paul who? Said Andrew.
Well, it doesn't matter. Just give her the message, please. Goodbye.
The mobile on Sally's desk rang too, and she answered it.
Hello, Paul, said a woman's voice.
Paul isn't here, said Sally.
Oh, well, can you give him a message, please? This is his sister, Catherine. There's a party at my house tonight for my birthday. I'm sure he's forgotten. 8 o'clock. Thanks. Bye.
A minute later, the phone rang again.
Hello, is that Sally? This is Paul. I think we picked up each other's phone.
Oh, at the cafe at lunchtime. You knocked my bag on the floor.
Yes, sorry about that. Anyway, can we meet after work to exchange phones?
OK, said Sally. I'll meet you in Queen Square at 6:15.
Before she left work, Sally put on her new red skirt and then walked to the square. As she was walking towards him, Paul thought, she's very pretty.
Hi, here's your phone back, he said, and he smiled.
What a nice friendly smile, thought Sally.
And here's yours, she said. You had a call from your sister. It's her birthday and she's having a party at her house.
Oh no, said Paul. I forgot, and I haven't bought her a present.
On the other side of the square, a woman was selling flowers. Buy her some flowers from over there, said Sally.
Great idea, said Paul. Would you like to come to the party too?
Just then, Sally got a text message on her phone.
At the Bogart, don't be late.
Oh, you had a message earlier too, said Paul, about meeting at the Bar Bogart instead of the Cosmo.
Oh, that isn't important, said Sally. Yes, I'd love to come to the party, but it doesn't start till 8.
Okay, well, let's have a cup of coffee at the Blue Moon first, said Paul. That's a nice skirt, by the way. I like red. At 6:30, in the Bar Bogart, Andrew tried to phone Sally, but Sally's phone wasn't switched on.